Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Michael Gillespie is the General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland. Michael, why should teachers returning from Dubai and Abu Dhabi be paid more?
Well, we're not saying they should be paid more. They should be paid the same as returning primary school teachers or teachers returning from other jurisdictions like England or the British Isles. All of these people have gained experience while they're abroad, and that experience should be equally valued because it's adding value to our system, because we know what works and what doesn't work abroad, and they're bringing that expertise. So it's very unfair that we have, as I said, primary school teachers getting credit for the service they've done abroad, post-primary teachers getting credit for where they're depending on the geographic region, but where we have 3,600 teachers, obviously there for tax-free salaries, that we can't bring them back and put them on the bottom rung of the employment ladder without recognising their experience. It's a reason why when they come back, they get other jobs. They don't go into teaching because teachers have transferable skills.
But did you not explain the reason yourself, Michael? It's because during that period, they've had a tax-free salary.
They've had a tax-free salary abroad. But they are now returning to teaching and teaching in Ireland, and where they're starting off, possibly not on a part-time job, part-time hours, because our system of recruiting teachers is outdated. We will have people here in October from Canada and from Australia giving people permanent pensionable jobs the following September. We're still in a mad rush to recruit people for this September for part-time jobs, people not on full hours. We do welcome what Helen McEntee, the minister, has done by fast-tracking. In other words, they can get a permanent contract after 1 year, which is a lot better than it was, which was 2 years. So the people who get jobs this September will get a permanent job in 1 year. So we are now facing the reality, Andrea, of where we're at. Teaching is in global crisis. There's not enough teachers for any part in the world. Other jurisdictions are upping their game to recruit.
So we need to change. So just to be clear,
We are trying to compete against a world market that is changing quicker than we are able to change.
Just to be clear about this, Michael, if I'm a primary school teacher in Ballyshannon in Donegal, and I've been teaching there in the local primary school for 4 or 5 years, I head out to Dubai, I teach in Dubai for 10 years. When I come back to my school in Ballyshannon from my career break, I go back onto the salary scale and my Dubai professional work is taken into account. So I'm now on the salary scale of 15 years into the job. Is that right?
Well, yeah, that's approximately it, yeah. But a post-primary teacher won't get that.
Yeah, so if I'm a secondary school teacher and I go to Abu Dhabi and I spend 10 years in Abu Dhabi and I come home from the UAE, I go back to whatever salary grade I left in Donegal, whether that be 4 or 5 years.
Whatever it was.
So the problem here is that it's not fair. The system isn't fair between the primary and the secondary school teachers. The primary teachers are better off, actually, out of this situation.
Correct. But equally, depending on where you go, you could, as a post-primary teacher, you could come back with a certain type of experience and get knock-for-knock credit for it, but you go somewhere else and not get knock-for-knock credit for it. Yeah.
Jennifer Horgan...
It's a basic unfairness, yeah.
Yeah, Jennifer Horgan. Michael, stay with me if you don't mind for a few moments. I want to bring in Jennifer. She's a teacher and Irish Examiner columnist, because, Jennifer, I think you're living proof of this.
I am, yeah. So myself and my husband went abroad to teach. He's a primary teacher and I'm a post-primary. We started off in London. We taught there and then we went on to Abu Dhabi. And just as Michael is saying there, we got our incremental credit for our time in London. But when it came to Abu Dhabi, he got his, but I didn't get mine.
Because of the fact
he's earning... Yeah, 4,000 or 5,000 more than I am now, despite the fact that we had, you know, we worked the same.
Because one's primary and that's the discrepancy between.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, like, what's really important in what Michael is saying also is, you know, just to recognise that experience. It's really important for teachers coming home that they feel they're not going back to join trainee teachers, that they're actually recognised as people who've been working in the profession and also working to a really high level. Like, my experience in London and in Abu Dhabi really pushed me on professionally. And I did bring back, I think, and everyone who comes from those settings brings back a great deal of expertise. So it is about appreciating and celebrating that. that for me is a huge part of it. It's a kind of a psychological thing, you know, as well as obviously getting the money that teachers with similar experience are getting.
Is it fair, though, on the teacher that stayed put, on the teacher that didn't leave the school in Limerick or Donegal and worked and you know, filled the void of the teacher shortage and didn't leave? Is it fair on them?
Well, I suppose I could flip that back and say, are you happy to punish people who are interested in travelling and getting expertise elsewhere and bringing it home? You know, are you actually going to say, no, that's something you shouldn't do? You should. I mean, no profession should be presented as, you know, you stick here and just keep your head down and get it done. You know, that's not an exciting profession for people who are 18, 19 years old. We want teaching to be an exciting, vibrant, dynamic profession. It's such a crucial role, you know, in society.
Yeah, so, and I suppose we also don't want to just, you know, train teachers for export either, though.
Oh, no, we don't. But that's why you need to be, like as Michael is saying, you need to think about the global market and you need to think about how do you attract the best and the brightest teachers. And you're not going to do that if you say, OK, well, get a job, stay in the job and don't do anything. And I'm not putting down people who do that, of course. It might be that that is what suits them and that's what they want and that's what's best for their families, all the other things that you consider. But, you know, at the same time, I think it'll be really depressing to think that you're going to punish young people for wanting to have a varied and interesting professional career, you know?
Yeah. Assistant Principal and INTHU member Eric Nelligan is joining us here as well, Jennifer. Is it fair that those who've had the luxury of tax-free salaries come back to the pay grade that they left? Or sorry, they come back to the pay grades that they should now be on?
Well, the way I look at it is that Michael is on advocating for the benefits of teachers, and that's fair enough. That's his job. His job is to get teachers more pay. The way I look at it and the way I think we should look at it more is, will it benefit the pupils and the school? And on that, I'm conflicted. So by giving teachers who travel their credit when they come back, that will encourage young teachers who leave back earlier. But it will also encourage teachers who are currently here to leave, because there are some teachers who stay because they're conscious that if they go abroad, they will lose increments on their pay scales for allowing them to get a mortgage when they come back. So it will have a kind of, I would see it having as a fairly balancing effect, where it'll encourage some to come home earlier, but it'll encourage others to leave. The main thing I would have a concern about is the impact it has on school and the whole school environment. And this is something I see a lot at the moment in Limerick, is because the pay of young teachers coming out of college now is not where it should be. It's below the qualifications and the experience and the skills they have. They almost need to go abroad for those 3 or 4 or 5 years to build up a lump sum to come back so they can buy a house, because we all know the cost of houses. So what I see is young teachers come into a school, they come in with a plan that I'm going into this school for 2 or 3 years, getting my CID, and then I'm going to leave to go to Dubai or wherever for a couple of years, and then come back when I'm in my late 20s or 30s. And what that means from a school perspective and a school environment is, those young teachers coming into school now, they're not developing a connection to the school, to the students, to the staff, because in their head they're going, I'm leaving in 2 years, I'm going to be gone for 4 or 5 years, and then when I come back, and then I'm coming back and I'm in a stage of my life where I'm looking to settle down and build a house and maybe have a family or all that type of stuff. So those teachers are losing out on actually connecting to a school. And that's, for me, that's leading to a poorer educational experience for the children that are coming through the school. So that's the concerns I'd have. I understand everything. Jen spoke very eloquently there about how the primary school teachers and the secondary school teachers are treated slightly differently.
Yeah.
But there are going to be consequences if you give them the credit, and that's where the government need to find it true.
The thing, Jennifer, that maybe a lot of people might find unfair is that, like, whatever credit we're going to give to one bunch of teachers, whether it be in this case it's the primary school teachers who get that salary credit when they come home from the UAE, like, either give it to all teachers or no teachers. Like, why give it to one set?
Yeah, absolutely. It just doesn't make any sense. And I spent time on the phone talking about this, trying to get some kind of clarity when it came to the difference between myself and my husband, and I didn't get anywhere, because it's just the way it is, and that's it. There's no kind of reason behind it. But, you know, I think we need to think really, I think, like, the fundamental problems of the fact that the salary isn't good enough, you know, and that they're not getting, young teachers aren't getting full-time jobs. That's the problem, really. I think it's really scary to think that we would disincentivize young teachers from travel. Like, I don't think that's I just find that, like, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't want that with any other profession. So we shouldn't want it with teaching, you know? And I think, actually, like, I was away for how many years? 12 years. I've come back. And in those places, I had deep connections with my school community. Like, I think, you know, you can form a deep connection with a school community over a year or two. And actually, I'd like to see more movement of teachers in different settings, because what I think is far more concerning is a teacher in the same school for 40 years. Like, I don't think that's a good thing. And that's not something we should be looking for. We should be looking for movement, excitement, you know, training in different contexts. All of that, I think, is a positive thing.
Claire is with us as well, Jennifer. Claire, do you think we need to iron out this discrepancy between the primary and the secondary teachers?
Oh, most definitely, yes. But also, why should people swan off for a couple of years and have a great time in, you know, wherever, abroad, and earn tax-free money and expect to just come back and walk straight back into a position? No other profession allows for that. Have you ever been able to just swan off and come back and just expect? But I do think that a fair playing field is the way to start. And I think giving teachers or any professional like that a proper salary to encourage them to stay in the first place would be a good start. But then there's no harm getting experience elsewhere and bringing it home and being rewarded for it. Like, it's a bit of a conundrum in, like, there's pros and cons to it, you know?
Yeah. What about you, Louise? Do you think there should be this incentive to entice teachers back from the UAE?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Look, like, schools are part, they're the heart of our communities. And, you know, there's lots of Irish people out there that want to come home. And they might have found themselves out there through, you know, circumstances that weren't their own decision. They mightn't have been able to get a job here, you know, or get something suitable, and they had to go where the work was. And I think if they want to come back, we have to make it enticing and appropriate. And I think, you know, if there is one sector of teachers that are getting, you know, their time abroad, their work experience recognised, then why aren't the rest of them? You know, I think, you know, recognising experience is really, you know, it's the right thing to do. Look, as a farmer, I could travel the world and I could get a job in my profession all over the place. And I did. I lived in New Zealand, the other side of the world. And my experience was recognised everywhere and was reflected in my salary, my wages, no matter where I went. So, you know, I find it hard to believe that when we're in a society that puts so much emphasis on the Irish people that want to come home to this country, why don't we make it actually enticing and appropriate for them to come back?
What's the benefit, Michael, to the Irish education system? You know, to the students that are going back into school now in September or starting primary school, what's the benefit if your teacher at the front of the class has worked in Abu Dhabi or Qatar or Dubai for 5 or 6 or 10 years? What's the plus for the student of that?
Okay, so let's take a school as an ecosystem. So we can have a school where everybody has never left, as Jennifer said, has never left the country, right? And they're all so homogeneous that there's no new ideas, nothing being brought in. Or you've got a school which is able to attract people who've worked in England, saw the problems in England, saw the problems and the way things are dealt with and the structured way they're dealt with in Abu Dhabi. You've got that mix in a school. That can only improve a school's context. But let's forget all that, because that's quite high-level thoughts. Let's talk about more basic problems, why we need to bring them home. Why we need to bring them home is we've got a recruitment and retention crisis in teaching. We have teachers standing in front of classes who are fully qualified and registered, but not in the subject they're trying to teach the students. Why? Because schools are trying to cover up for the fact that we don't have enough qualified teachers. In other schools, the way they're dealing with it is they are dropping subjects because they don't have a qualified engineering teacher. They don't have a qualified home economics teacher. So let's call a spade a spade. It's more fundamental than that. It's the fact that our students, and I appreciate what the ancient man said about schools, but we've got a more fundamental problem. We have to bring teachers home so that we can actually give students their basics, having a fully qualified teacher standing in front of them, so we're not losing subject choices, we're not losing subjects, because we are not competing on a global market to bring our own teachers home.
Yeah, listener here's got in touch to say my son spent 2 years in Dubai. It wasn't about the money at all. It was just purely the experience. Young people have always travelled. It was a brilliant experience. Let them go, but definitely make it easier for them to get jobs, especially at the second level. I've always said anyone who works and lives in Dublin should get an extra allowance too, says this listener. Another texter says, this could be sorted very simply. Just stop these ridiculous career breaks and teaching altogether. No other profession gets this perk, and I think there's no reason that teachers should get it either. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you want to get in touch with us about this today. Michael Gillespie, who is, of course, from the Teachers Union of Ireland. Jennifer Horgan as well. Eric Nelligan, Claire Louise, thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.